And I think it's true a lot of times of those of us, even as we resist the Lord, is that he never seems to perceive that he's losing. You know, it amazes me when in Exodus 10:28, he says, "Get away from me. Beware, do not see my face again, for in the day you see my face, you shall die." Now, that makes me think he's winning. I mean, you know, for him to say something like that, to throw his weight around like that, you know, to issue this kind of an ultimatum, this threat, I mean, it really makes it sound like, wow, you know, he must, he must be in charge here. But it doesn't seem like that when you actually read the story. And so Pharaoh really becomes, to me, kind of this pathetic creature who keeps fantasizing that he has this great power over God and that he can do whatever he wants to, but God's got him wrapped around his little finger. You know, the Lord does anything he wants to in this. And Pharaoh can say anything he wants to Moses. You know, Moses says back, "You're right. I shall never see your face again." But it's not on Pharaoh's terms. So that's kind of where we're at. You know, we're kind of down to the final showdown between the two. And it seems to me that chapter 11 is really some material that occurred between Moses and Pharaoh prior to the end of chapter 10. You know, that's what Pharaoh ends with. But now here's some more things in the exchange. What God had said to Moses and what Moses had said to Pharaoh. Any comments or questions before we proceed on in chapter 11? Okay, would somebody read chapter 11?
"Now the Lord said to Moses, 'One more plague I will bring on Pharaoh on Egypt. After that, he will let you go from here. When he lets you go, he will surely drive you out of here completely. Speak now in the hearing of the people, that each man ask from his neighbor and from each woman and from her neighbor for the articles of silver and the articles of gold.' The Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Furthermore, the man Moses himself was greatly esteemed in the land of Egypt, both in the sight of Pharaoh's servants and in the sight of the people. Moses said, 'Thus is the Lord, about midnight I'm going out at the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the slave girl who is behind the millstone, and all the firstborn of the cattle as well. Moreover, there shall be a great cry in all the land of Egypt, such as has not been before, and such as shall not be again. But against any of the sons of Israel, dark will not even bark, whether against man or beast, that you may understand how the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel. All these servants will come to me and bow themselves before me, saying, "Go out, and all the people will follow you, and after that I will go out." And he went out from Pharaoh in hot anger. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Pharaoh will not listen to you, so that my wonders will be multiplied in the land of Egypt." Moses and Aaron performed all these wonders before Pharaoh, yet the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the sons of Israel bow in his hand."
So this is really kind of the preliminary discussion to that one last great plague. This is the granddaddy of them all. This is the one that's going to change the whole plague field. One more plague, God tells Moses. And when I bring that plague on Egypt, what's Pharaoh going to do? Yeah. He's not going to let you go out. He's going to expel you. You know, he's going to drive you out. Can you believe there would be anything that would cause Pharaoh not just to reluctantly let them go, but to actually require them to go? That's an amazing thing. But that's exactly what's going to happen. In fact, it's better than that. What are the Israelites going to be able to do? Yeah, they're going to be able to ask for, you know, various things from their neighbors. People are going to pay them to get them to go. You know, they're just going to give them all their stuff, silver and gold and all that kind of stuff, so that they will go. That's how powerful this last plague is going to be. So that's what Moses tells Pharaoh. This is, as I said, I think this all happens within the space of chapter 10. But we've kind of saved this for here to be the introduction to this last plague. And what God, what Moses tells Pharaoh is what the Lord is going to do. The Lord is going to go out through Egypt. You know, he's going to make more or less a personal visit to Egypt. What's going to happen in Egypt when the Lord goes through it? It's going to happen? All the firstborn are going to die. That includes the firstborn of the animals and the people and Pharaoh, the whole nine yards. And it'll just be horrible. A horrible thing. But what about for the Israelites? How will it be? Yeah, nothing. There won't even be a dog growl at them. I mean, everything will be wonderful for them. And everybody, all the Egyptians, will beg them to leave. This is not going to be a matter of the Israelites sort of sneaking out when Pharaoh's not looking. They're going to march out. You know, they're going to be begged to leave. And that's what Moses leaves Pharaoh with. And God tells Moses, again, Pharaoh won't listen. It's what God said the whole time. Pharaoh's hard-heartedness has led to these 10 plagues, including this final horrible plague, and where God shows his power and glory in a very remarkable way. Comments and questions on chapter 11. John.
What kind of esteem is it that the people and Pharaoh's servants have for Moses?
Well, I mean, I think just the very fact that he's done what he's done, that God's done it through him, you know, shows the power and the ability. I mean, I think, you know, you really are impressed by somebody who's God's agent to bring these plagues. I really think that's the primary idea. You know, they come to respect him because, wow, every time he speaks, look what happens. Other thoughts, comments? Okay, here's the plague. Chapter 12. Now, we get some pretty